The mitzvah of simcha, to celebrate Yantav by rejoicing, applies to all of the Shalosh Regalim, all of the three Yamim Tovim, when we have to visit Yerushalayim. That's on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and on, with respect to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There is a discussion in the commentaries on the Gemara, and it's generally assumed that even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there is also a mitzvah of simcha. On Shabbos, on the other hand, there is no mitzvah of simcha. This poses a problem. Why in the davening we recite Yismachu b'malchuscha on Shabbos if there really isn't the mitzvah of simcha? So this is a big discussion in the Mefarshim on the Siddur. But it's interesting to note that the original pasuk of v'samachta b'chagecha only appears in the Chumash in connection with Sukkot. Why should that be the case? Why did the Chumash record the mitzvah of simcha originally in connection with Sukkot? So the Balei Amusa have explained as follows. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Hoyd v'hadol lefanav, oiz v'chedvo bimkomo." That when one is in the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there is chedvo, there is rejoicing. And the rabbis in the Talmud and the Gemara Chagiga have a comment, "Ein atzvus lefnei hamokom," that there is no sadness for one who is in the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk reads, "Oiz v'chedvo bimkomo." The Rambam in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, which is known as the Shmona Prokim, gives a description of, based on the expressions that appear in the Nevi'im, gives a description of an individual who does Averis, and the Pasuk says, Raka v'nesechem hoyim avdilim b'nechem levein elakechem, that one's Averis create sort of a mechitza that separates between the individual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the person does tshuva, then this will accomplish a removal of this separation, and the person will return back to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be lefnei Hashem. So the Balei Musar explained that perhaps the reason why the original mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif, Simchas Yontif, is recorded in the Chumash in the context of the Yontif of Sukkot specifically, is because Sukkot follows immediately after Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, we assume everybody was doing tshuva, and they have this Mechilas Avoyna, so they return back to the state of being Lefnei Hashem. So when one is Lefnei Hashem, that's exactly when you have the mitzvah of Simcha. That's what Simcha is all about, being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During the month of Elul until the end of Sukkot, the Ashkenazim have a minute to recite that perek in Tehillim that we call the Dover Hashem Ori. And in that perek we have the famous pasuk, Acha Shaltim Yeis Hashem, there's only one thing that I really want, Shift Beveis Hashem Koli Mechayoi, to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it that all people want? What's the one thing that everybody's looking for? Happiness. So the David HaMelech says in this Perek in Tehillim, the one thing that's really going to bring him happiness is Shifta Beveis Hashem, to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember years ago there used to be an advertisement for some kind of cigarette. So they had a jingle, so they would say, for these people it's a yacht, and for the other people it's this. And for normal people, it's to smoke this Marlboro or whatever kind of cigarette it was. So David HaMelech says, Acha Shaltim Yeis Hashem, the one and only thing that I am requesting, the one and only thing that will make me happy, is Shifta Yeis Hashem, to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why this is so, why do we assume that the real simcha comes when the person is Lefnei Hashem? Because the Pasuk tells us in Koheles, Gam ha-nefesh lo timoli, the soul will never be satisfied with everything that the person gets in this world. So the Medrash comments on that pasuk, Moshol amado v'deyme, it's to be compared to the king's daughter who happened to marry a farmer. So the farmer is used to his style of living, and he knows he wants to make the king's daughter happy, so he buys her such a fancy pair of dungarees with so many colorful patches, so she's going to laugh at him. And the farmer is used to sleeping on a straw, so he buys his beloved wife, the king's daughter, the princess, he loves her so much, so he gets an extra straw to sleep on. So the whole thing is going to be a joke to her. What do you mean dungarees with the colorful patches? What do you mean the fancy bed with all of the straw? She's a bas hamelech, she's used to living in the king's palace. So too the Medrash comments on the pasuk, that the soul, the neshama, comes from tachas kisei hakovet. And we used to all kinds of ruchnias, dik, and wonderful things. So whatever we're going to get in this world, whatever yachts or cigarettes or whatever, anything else we're going to have in this world, will never really satisfy us. Gama nefesh lo timole. So that's why we assume, our tradition has it, that true simcha really is when the person is in the state of lefnei Hashem. The psukim and chumash have this expression many times. Smachtam lefnei Hashem alakech. Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on a passage in the Gemara, that on Shalosh Regalim, on Pesach Shavuos Sukkis, there is a mitzvah of simcha because we all have an obligation to visit the Beis HaMikdash. So when we're oila regal, when we are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why there's a mitzvah of simcha. Even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when there is no mitzvah of aliyah leregel, there is no mitzvah to actually visit the Beis HaMikdash, but still on Rosh Hashanah there is a mitzvah to blow shofar. And the Gemara has a din, not just an expression, the Gemara has a din based on the assumption that since the purpose of the Tkiyah Shofar is Lizikoran Kosi, comes to bring the remembrance of the Jewish people in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's considered Kilefnim Domi. It's considered as if we are all in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mamish, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if we're all in heaven, praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His presence. So on Rosh Hashanah also, we are in a state of Lefnei Hashem, and that's why it makes sense to have a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. On Yom Kippur, Rav Soloveitchik said, based on this Hakdama to the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, that also the averes that we do serve as a separation, a mechitza between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the person does tshuva, then he returns back to be in the state of Lefnei Hashem. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Gemara seems to assume like this, that the basis of the mitzvah of simcha is because one is in Lefnei Hashem and the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Gemara makes a statement that the Kohen Gadol, who has an obligation and a responsibility to be in the Beis HaMikdash all year long, every day of the year, so the halacha states that a Kohen Gadol all year long is Ki Yisrael Baregel Domi, has the same status as the Jews who visit the Beis HaMikdash on Shalosh Regalim, and therefore we have a Chi of Simcha, so the Kohen Gadol all year long has a Din of Simcha, and just like the Jews on Shalosh Regalim, on Yomim Tovim, who are in a state of Simcha, do not observe Avelos, because Simcha and Avelos are contradictory, so the Kohen Gadol all year long, that's what it says in the Talmud, Kohen Gadol all year long doesn't observe the full din of Avelos if a relative passes away, because he's always in a constant state of Simcha. Simcha being assumed to be when one is Lifnei Hashem. The Talmud tells us that in the days of the early Christians, they were having debates. The Christians believed, as they still continue to believe today, that when the Jewish people rejected Osa Ho'ish, we lost our status as the Am HaNivchar, and they are now considered the Am HaNivchar. So the Talmud tells us an interesting story that there was a debate in pantomime between Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, one of the Tanoim, and one of the early Christians, one of the Minim. So the debate ran as follows. The early Christian looked at the rabbi, the Min looked at the rabbi, and he walked away, turned his back to the rabbi and walked away to demonstrate the fact that God has walked away from the Jewish people, and we lost our, this was his claim, that we lost our status as being the Am HaNivchar. Whereupon Rabbi Shobe Hananya responded in pantomime, he lifted his hand and he started to go like this. So the Kesar, who was watching, the government representative who was watching this debate in pantomime, asked the rabbi, what was the position that was developed by the Christian and what were you responding to? So the rabbi explained, the Christian is demonstrating that God turns his back on the Jewish people and walks away. They claim, their claim is that the Jewish people lost their status as Am HaNivchar. And what did you respond? So the rabbi says, no, Od Yod Netuya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the Jewish people. He is, we are still the Am HaNivchar. Sometimes we're the Am HaNivchar and it's a bracha, and sometimes we're the Am HaNivchar and it's a klola, but we are still the Am HaNivchar. Just because we are suffering Yisurim and the Golas doesn't mean that we lost our status as Am HaNivchar. The Novi Yeshaya quotes, writes, records the Nevuah that Bnei Yisrael say, "Vatomet Zion Azavani Hashem Hashem Shchechoni," that God has neglected us, the Jews are suffering, as if we lost our status as the Am HaNivchar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, that's ridiculous. Hasishkach Yisho Lo Merachem Ben Bitno, does a mother ever forget about her own child? Yes, sometimes you have mothers who do neglect their own children, who turn against their own children. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can never forget the Jewish people, even when I'm punishing them, even when they suffer. They are still the Am HaNivchar. Kodesh Baruch Hu demonstrates the fact that we are the Am HaNivchar by punishing us more so than the other people. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hena kapayim chakosich, I have engraved the remembrance of the Bnei Yisrael on the palms of my hand. I can't ever forget the Jewish people. David HaMelech states in the famous chapter in Tehillim, in the 23rd Psalm, Shivtucho Mishantucho Heima Yenachamuni, that the things that give consolation to the Jewish people or shiftecho, the shevet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shevet usually means the stick with which you punish someone else. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, this serves as a nechama for us, because we know that we are still the Yama Nivchor. The Talmud has the famous principle, the Mishnah in Brocha says that Kishem Shemavorchem al HaToyva Kach Mavorchem al HaRoh. In the same way that one recites a blessing when something wonderful happens, so too one should recite a blessing when a tragedy occurs. So the Talmud raises a question, what do you mean? Kishem in the same fashion? Do we recite the same Brocha? It's a different Brocha. When something wonderful happens, the text of the Brocha is HaToyva Meitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and he does goodness, and he acts in a very kind fashion to everyone. When a tragedy occurs, we say Baruch Dayan Emes. How can the Mishnah use the expression Kishem Shem Avorchem, just like you say Ha'adam on potato, so do you say Shahakal on coffee? What's the just like so too? There's no comparison. So the rabbis of the Talmud say that is correct. The text of the Baruch is different because the Nusach of the Baruch or the Nusach of Tefillah always depends on our perception. Our perception is that this was a Taiva and this was a Ra. This is a tragedy. So based on the fact that our perception is that this is a tragedy, so the Nusach of the Baruch has to be Baruch Dayan Emes. But Kishem has the meaning that just like we recite the Bracha HaToyva Meitim in a state of Simcha, so too we have to recite the Bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes in a state of Simcha. We have to be mekabel the tragedy in a state of Simcha. What do you mean mekabel in a state of Simcha? It means we should believe, we're supposed to have emunah. It's hard, the perception is otherwise. The perception is that this is a tragedy that just occurred. But the emunah should be that Kol Ma'ad Ovid Rachmano L'Tav Ovid, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is really L'Tavah. And that's why the Gemara says we have to be mekabalit b'simcha. B'simcha means with the emunah that we are still lifnei Hashem. We speak in our religion, we speak of a concept of hester panim. The expression is based on the pasuk in Chumash when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the day will come that anochi haster astir panai mikem, I will hide my face from you. So many assume incorrectly that hester panim means that God is not watching over the Jewish people. So in the Sefer Yad HaKtano, a commentary on the Rambam, a classic commentary on the Rambam, he points out that that's not what it means. Hester Panim means that we cannot see the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he is still watching over us. He still sees everything that we are doing. And the Yad HaKtano quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the expression appears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitzitz Min HaCharakim. He is peeking through the cracks in the door. Like Moshe Lamar Davadayim, if someone, I'm sitting in the room, and if someone is looking through the door, so if the doorway is open, he can see me and I can see him. If the door is closed and the person who is out in the hallway is watching me through the cracks in the door, I cannot see him. His face is hidden. That's a hest upon him. He's hiding his face. I cannot see him. But he can see everything that I'm doing. So the truth of the matter is that even when there's hest upon him, it doesn't mean that we are not in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to believe that we are still in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to have simcha over the fact that we are still lifnei Hashem, but we cannot see it. We believe in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us and watching over us, but we just cannot see it. He is meitzitz min acharakim. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has a famous statement: Chaviv Adam shenivra b'tzelem, man is cherished that he was created. All men were created b'tzelem elokim. And Chabibin Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamokim. But Yisrael are even more cherished over the because of the fact that they are considered the Banim Lamokim, children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these two statements that appear in the Mishnah, each one is followed with another statement. The first statement, Chaviv Adam Shenivri B'Tzelem, is followed with the statement, Chibi Yisrael Nidas La'lo Adam Shenivri B'Tzelem. And the second statement, that Chabibin Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamokim, the Jewish people are cherished, because of the fact that they are known as Banim Lamokim, children of God. So the next line in the Mishnah says, Chibi Yisera Nidas Lahem, Shenikru Banim Lamokim. What is that additional statement? It's not just a repeat of the first line. So the commentaries on Pirkei Avos explain it's not a repeat. Chibi Yisera Nidas Lah means, Chaviv Adam Shenivri B'Tzelem, man is cherished that he's created B'Tzelem Elokim. And what's an extra special feature is that man knows that he is created B'Tzelem Elokim. When we have that perception, then it's even a Chibi Yisera. Even if we wouldn't know about the fact that we were created B'Tzelem Elokim, or even if the Jewish people wouldn't know the fact that they were Banim Lamokim, this would also be a Chaviv in Yisrael. But there's a Chibi Yisera, there's even an added Chiba, an added appreciation over the fact Chibi Yisera and the Daslo, the fact that we were notified, the fact that we have a perception of this fact. that we are all created b'tzelem elokim, and we are all banim lamakom. So too, with respect to being lifnei Hashem, the Jewish people are always lifnei Hashem. We shouldn't consider this concept of hester panim as if it means that God is not watching over the Jewish people. God did not walk away from the Jewish people. We are still Yama Nivcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still looking after our needs, and He still makes its Menach HaRak, and we cannot see Him. His face is hiding, but He is certain. We believe that He is looking after all of our needs. He's taking care of us. If we would have really had the full perception, if we would be able to perceive the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, and we are Lefnei Hashem, then we would have had a higher level of Simcha. But the fact that we have the Emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, this Emuna itself should bring us a Miktsas Nechome, like Shivtucha Meshantucha Haimi and Achmoni, the Shevet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that He punishes us, the fact that we believe that in the punishment He is still watching over us, this itself also leads us to be in the state of Simcha, because the true Simcha is the fact that we are all of Lefnei Hashem. One, because the Neshamas all come from Tachas Kisei HaKovod, so one can only have the full sense of security and the full sense of comfort when one is back in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the other things that the man can enjoy in this world are not going to give him satisfaction. They won't give him a sense of comfort or a sense of security. It's like the mashal that was given from the Bas HaMelech, the king's daughter who marries the farmer. Nothing else is going to count. All the neshamas come from Tachas Kisei HaKovod. And Gam HaNefesh Lo Timoled, the soul will never be satisfied with anything else other than coming back to be close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the David HaMelech is mispalel for in his Perek in Tehillim. Ach HaShe'alta Me'es Hashem, the one and only thing that I pray for is Shifta B'Veis Hashem Kol Yimei. I pray that I should be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will bring us back to the state of Simcha. Chag Sameach.